Good afternoon, Sue. How are you doing?
It is afternoon. Well, this is episode something something, and we're going to talk a lot today about what we've left our mark. It's leaving your legacy in a new way, because you want to be leaving it behind. You want to start a new adventure, but right. You also want to have left behind something that made it important without having it be like engraved in a golden apple. Or in the display case. What?
Sorry, no. I broke your pencil here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. She's nervous.
Oh my gosh. I really broke it. Sorry. Okay. Now I'm making a mess.
You know what? Lisa gets a pen. Here, take a pen.
I fiddle with everything.
Sure. Well, I'm a doodler. Totally. Do you doodle when you're trying to focus?
You know what? I do. I have an attention problem. A lot of times I'll fidget with pens like this. One time I was just kind of twisting it back and forth, like loosening it, tightening it, loosening it, tightening it. I didn't know because my ear is going. You know, when you get a little older, you don't hear some of those high-pitched things. And I was kind of doing that while I was talking, and the kids were all making these faces like they were in pain. And they're like, oh, what is that?
You made a dog call?
And I stopped. And then I'm like, I wonder if it's this pen. Oh. So I started doing it because I couldn't hear it, but everybody was just like, high pitch. And I started doing it, and they're like, oh. And I'm like, that's my own little torture chamber. Don't make me twist the pen.
Before we start, I wanted to share something my mom said at Christmas time. It was just so touching. Because I told her about the podcast, which she does not listen to, and I'm not worried she'll hear this.
Can I segue with something, or don't let me? See, I have to interrupt because I'm afraid I'm going to forget.
And I have mine written down because organized.
When you said your mom doesn't listen.
What did your mom do?
My mom has gotten to the point, it's really funny.
Oh, no.
She's gotten to the point that she doesn't like a lot of talking around her. And so she does all these things with her friends, and she'll be like, oh, this person, all they do is talk. And I'm like, you know, Mom, what I've realized this last half a year, when you complain about people, it's always that they're talking too much. What is that? Huh. She goes, I don't know. I just don't know why they have to just talk. My mom said, I don't want to listen to your podcast. It's just talking.
That's what my mother my mother said. I can't understand it where you interrupt each other, and I can't understand you. And you're loud. Really? I'm loud? Okay. No, all right. Here's what my mother said. Picture it. In December 22nd, 2024, we parented the way we wanted. And then that Dr. Spock came along and ruined everything. Self-esteem.
You know what? We are products of growing up in the 70s. And I know there's been a lot on social media and stuff about that. But we raised ourselves. My mom's big thing is go outside and play, and I don't want to see you till dark. But they didn't know. Like, I would ride my little bike along the highway uptown, and I would start like my summer. I always played baseball. I had swimming lessons, and I would swim literally from like 1 to 7 at night. My friends and I would leave. We'd go to other friends' houses, and then I'd bike home before dark. And my parents had no ideas before cell phone. They had no idea where I was at.
Okay, this is interesting because it really ties to our topic today of leaving something behind.
Yeah.
Part of me wondered just now, well, my whole life, but just now to say this, that to feel noticed. And to feel like when you're a teacher and you're in front of these kids who a lot of them really respect you and care for you, you feel
they all
noticed and you feel like you're making your mark every day. And so when we left our school, shut that door for one of the last times, what we were going to talk today is some of the things we accidentally left behind, the legacy we maybe left behind, and so things left
Which
behind.
Reminds me, interesting, another little segue here.
Another nugget.
Today I went to go get my car because, you know, we talked last time that I'm going to get a camper, so I had to get a hitch put on. And one of my past students was working at the car dealership. She was like, I loved you as a teacher. And I said, well, thank you. And she goes, what I remember was, and this is something that I did. I saw this trick, and you take a string and you put it behind your neck.
Oh,
and you can,
oh,
I know. And I would tell the kids, I have this superpower. And I said, I can cut off my head with this string. And so I would do it. And they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, don't try that at home, you know, it's kind of thing. And I said, you got to be careful. You know, you push my buttons, my head's going to pop off. It's going to turn this Viper thing, go around, eat your heads. And so then eventually I taught them how to do it, and they all had their string, and they're like, that's so cool.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's what they remember.
That's what she remembers. She goes, I remember you could take your head off and turn into okay. like a viper and eat our heads off if we misbehave. And I'm like, oh, I said that as a joke. That is what you remember. That is the mark that all the lessons all the lessons for life I've taught you and all this.
That's what they remember.
And that's what that student remembers. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Mine sometimes remember things that never happened or that I don't remember. Okay, I'm going to say
my fifth
favorite student of all time. I'm going to say his name. Kelly O'Leary.
Oh, my God. I had Kelly.
Right?
I love Kelly
and
O'Leary.
I keep bumping into Kelly O'Leary's mother. And the mother said, you know what Kelly remembers about your class?
Oh, God.
You're one of her favorite teachers. Yeah. I'm like, well, why didn't I get a golden apple?
I was his favorite teacher.
No, that was me. And he remembers I love yoga. I'm a yogi. And I would do yoga with my class back before it was cool. Is it cool? I think it's cool. And he remembered pigeon pose. Which is this wonderful hip opener, and it's his favorite thing.
Yeah,
and to this day, he's probably 45. Oh, he loves pigeon.
No,
pose.
He's not. He was my daughter's age, so he just
turned
30.
Okay,
because I remember in high school, I said, you should find Kelly O'Leary and start dating him.
If I were younger, okay.
That's gross.
Okay,
that's
another whole
another
true crime podcast with Sue and Lisa.
You know, when we say law, we thought he was really cool.
So fantastic to hang out. But another thing with leaving your legacy are these weird coincidences.
Yeah.
I will remember some snippet of that child. It's a snapshot, a flash.
Yeah.
It made a difference.
When I was going through my storage unit. Recently, I found this huge hub, and it was just full of like kudos. I wrote kudos to me. And the kids ride. Oh my gosh!
Tell them what else you found in your. We need to post a picture of this. We'll blur out the names.
This is something that I honestly should have left behind, and I didn't.
You are legally binding. please don't report her to the police.
This is my whole,
true confession.
No, I was thinking like the whole classified document scandal.
Oh, yeah. You have them in Mar-a-Lago. Hers are in her storage unit.
My storage unit. I got confidential papers.
Tell them your confidential papers.
So I was going through because I'm trying to find something that I need. And I was looking through and there amongst some papers.
Amongst.
Were some conference. We had these goldenrod things that,
you had to write down everything that happened at the conference.
Right.
Who attended, what you talked about.
And we had parent-teacher conference twice a year, so we just staple them on. So they're like from kindergarten, some even preschool.
All the way.
And I was a fifth grade teacher. So it was all their conference.
She didn't file them again.
It was only.
She didn't.
It was file. Only four kids.
She didn't file
anyway.
Them.
When I was packing up to retire, they must have, because it was, that's when we go through. That's when we kind of go down at the end of the year and we make sure everything's in their their files.
I don't think
and everything.
They missed them.
No, I mean, it's not that big
These
of a deal.
These kids are still only in middle school. So.
I could probably take
you
them
You probably ruined their lives and now they all are going to be
Obviously,
really
nobody
successful.
Missed them. But you know, it's kind of funny too, because as fifth grade teachers, we had to go through all their files. It took like 20 minutes a kid. Had to go through and pull out certain things that didn't belong in there and we had to organize them by dates. And that's when I would curse teachers like, staple your damn report cards, you know? But the funny thing is...
Oh, no. What?
One of them is a student of a friend of mine.
Yeah. Let's read from...
So, I think I should just pack it up and just mail it. Sorry, I have Elliot.
I would like... Elliot. I was subbing on Tuesday, and the secretary is still a friend of ours, and she was so excited. Oh, Sue, you're here. Look what I have. And she said, in a file cabinet. Now, for those of you who don't know what a file cabinet is, a file cabinet is much like your files
on
your computer.
It's a great place to put your purse.
Right. So you can put your lunch in there. If you need some tampons still, whatever. But we used to use filing cabinets, and it was called paper. Paper. And she handed me this little piece of paper, and it is the original Schwiebert Buck that my husband drew. Back in 1988.
Because you had it back then in the 80s. We didn't have the technology.
No.
We had to hand do everything.
I took a dollar bill, copy, but then I shrunk it. We had the technology to shrink it down.
Yeah.
So that wasn't quite as illegal. Then we cut out good old George's face, and my husband drew a picture. That was some big hair.
That was pretty similar. That was some 80s hair.
And these Schwiebert Bucks were so on point for the times where at the end of the week, the kids would earn.
Yeah, and I gave out Johnson Bucks.
But what's weird, it's crazy. This had to be in that crack of that for 36 years.
Yeah.
And they found it.
I should have looked in the cracks.
Look in the cracks. Let me check your crack. No, she's clean.
What are we looking for? I wonder if our principal stuff is still upstairs. Because when I took over for him, he was a classroom teacher and then he became principal. And so he hired me to replace him. And for like 5 or 6 years, more than that, he had one huge cupboard in my room. I mean, the biggest cupboard. I didn't have any room for anything. Was all of his stuff he wouldn't get rid of. And then finally I'm like, okay, dude, it's 5 years. This is a 5-year rule. You got to get that out. But I mean, I wonder if he left it behind. Yeah. I have something that I've left behind every year. So I know you did this too. Like every time you moved classroom, you'd write underneath the drawer.
I would write under a drawer or a table, Schwiebs was here. And then I'd put the date and I'd add the date.
I've moved around a bunch. And so I always would leave something behind somewhere. I'd hide it. Mm-hmm. So when I started teaching at our school, I decided to do that with the students. So every year, like we do the class picture.
Yes.
And then I'd have them write a message on like, and we put it in a plastic holder or whatever. And we'd hide it up in the rafters. Okay.
Yeah.
But I moved classrooms a bunch. I think I was in like 5 or 6 classrooms then. So when they were building the new school, they were tearing out that old thing. And I'm like, oh, I got to go get those.
Yes.
So I got all of them but one.
Oh,
my first year.
You did find them?
Yes, I found them all. So now I have them, had them all together. So every year at the end of the year, the kids would do that. And it was our little time capsule. And they loved going back and saying, oh, there was my brother. That was my sister.
Yeah.
And then we'd put it up in the rafters. So
anything still in the rafters?
Everything is still there.
Ooh,
it's
nice.
It's in that one. Remember. My last classroom, the kids loved it. I said, there will always be a piece of you. Mm-hmm. At this school. Yeah. But yeah, leaving your mark. You know what? When I left, I probably still have money in my lunch account.
Actually, she owes money, people.
She probably
has a debt.
No, they don't let you owe. They let you. You should probably go and I should give you my number.
Yes.
And you should.
I'll type it in.
Yeah, I'm going to write it
down
for you.
The cook is a friend of mine. The cook is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Here. 25. Okay. What is it?
48.
25. 65.
It's so funny how quickly that goes.
Oh my, yeah, but because
that's get free lunch.
Anyway, there you go.
See, you know, you had the lunch?
I'm buying this.
School lunches are pretty horrendous nowadays. There's a wetness.
Really?
There's a wetness to the potatoes that I've talked about before. Oh. The potatoes are very wet.
I don't like when they wrap things in.
Everything's wrapped.
Plastic.
They've been doing paper bags. So
what?
I was there and I had to eat with some 5th graders and they had chicken pieces. Not with bones.
No. You know
like
I don't
chicken
eat
nuggets,
off a bone.
chicken nuggets, and they were in a bag. And
then they get soggy.
I'm like, what?
Why would they put them in a bag? So one thing, remember right before I left, I took a lot of my stuff and I hid them in people's classrooms.
No, we did a thing on that. Yeah.
But I, you know what? Since you're going back.
Yes. What do you need?
I need a couple things. Can I write you a list?
Let's write a list.
Can you?
I'll write it on this for you.
Come get some of my
stuff.
It's
true. You don't think when you start to tutor and I was subbing long-term
like,
and you had working with kids again.
Yeah.
Even at my church and working with kids and I'm like, I just had a big dice. These giant dice. I left all my giant dice.
Oh my God.
Those are really nice dice. We got things donated a lot though. We didn't necessarily buy them. Or the parents would give you all those wonderful school supplies for teacher appreciation, callback.
Did you take school supplies?
No, I'm saying I wish.
I got these for appreciation. I'm taking this.
I just wish I had some highlighters and some sticky notes.
Come to my store.
I need some paper clips. Nice clips.
I got some binder clips. You know what? You know, you put your name on
everything.
I'm sure my names are on there like, who's Matt Johnson?
That's true.
So one of our friends,
she
had that huge bin of Legos. We got those out. But when we talk about
them. We got them out.
We got them
out. Get them on the helicopter. Take off.
We snuck it.
Wait, what were you saying? This Lego box was the size of a large kitchen table.
Oh, yeah.
It was 4.5 feet long.
To get that out in the night.
Oh, man. It was night. Run. Go. Get on the elevator. Yeah.
Put some foam on the security camera. But
yes.
What's really funny is the display case, and we talked about the display case.
Well, we talked about the display cases that we were given more to do.
Yeah, but one of them was because my last year I taught like that
after project. School. Yeah, after
I did
school.
The Legos, so we put the Legos in the display case. We forgot those Legos.
Because I was standing in this vestibule, the entrance to school, and there's these glass cases.
But that's been a long time.
I looked over there at these Legos, and I said to the secretary, "How long are those Legos?"
Oh, God. Like 2 years they've been there.
Okay. And they've always filled it with Legos because you're desperate to fill these
cabinets.
Stupid cabinets.
So they're still there after a couple years after we're gone.
So I have
so
a
we
list.
We got to sneak in.
I could hide in the closet. Wait till dark. Wait till darkness. Come on.
I'm sure
I
the
could
code,
let you in.
I'm sure the security code's the same.
Oh, yeah. All of you, it's one. No. Okay. I could let you in on the end door. Dress in black.
Okay.
Okay. Please. But you know what I might do? I'm gonna fill that glass case with something.
What should we put in
there? I don't know.
Oh, let's just put those conference forms.
That's against the law. I need to leave our legacy. That is Lisa's legacy.
We can put your Johnson buck. Hey, the whole display case. Because this is when people come in, that's what they see. Oh. All they'll see is just
our podcast. It'll be a promotion for our podcast. I got stickers left. I can just say, please listen to our podcast.
You don't want kids listening.
You know, I do. I could make a dot matrix. Do you remember those banners we used to make using the dot matrix printer?
Bleep,
and then you have to tape them.
Hey, back in the day, we had to hand. Thank goodness I'm pretty artistic, but I used to make board games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you know, I'd be sitting at home.
I made you that Homeworkopoly.
Yeah, like all these board games. And then I would contact paper of them because the laminator was
not invented yet. But it was called Microsoft Publisher. Remember? Yes. You could make banners. Yes. But I could put a banner like that. I'll take out the Legos. I'll make a banner that says, "We didn't know what we didn't know, a podcast about teaching." And then I'll put in some stickers. Yeah. I'll just put it'll be lovely. It'll be in my Schwieber box.
That would be something that will not be left behind.
Well, now, Lisa, thinking about leaving behind, there's a lot of stories. I've been wanting to do this for years on birth order and some of the things, the pranks that we did to our siblings and exotic gum hunts.
That's the one thing I love about you is that you like a good prank. And the thing is, you like to prank, but you also don't mind a prank being
done to me. I also don't want to hurt anyone, and I want to gauge their acceptance of it. For instance, we had a teacher that I never would prank because she would just be so upset. Or if the prank made them smile or laugh.
Right.
My friend has vertigo, and I strung her room that one time, and she's still dealing with some dizziness issues. Know your audience.
You know, that's one thing is having fun, but when you're having fun at somebody else's expense.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, that's just.
That's cool. Not cool.
But you know what? That's something we did leave behind because, you know, we were part of
the fun.
The fun. Like, we had so much fun, and it wasn't like that's all we did. I mean, we took our job very seriously, but the culture was just very fun and lively, and people got together, and we did like the ropes course together. Remember when we had t-shirts, and we had every month we had like an activity, and then people could check off. I did the volleyball.
We also needed a release. We were going to start a radio show called What Do You Want to Bitch About? Yeah. And we'd be in the teacher's lounge, and we'd say, oh, come on, we have a new contestant. Come on over. What do you want to bitch about?
Yeah.
It just made it more lighthearted.
But it seems a little more drone now. Like they're not doing a lot of those after school going to the library kind of thing.
Sometimes you still can find some popcorn in the lounge, and they're having salad day next week.
We'd always go to that one place,
Northwoods. We'd go there after school.
But I don't think they do a lot of that anymore.
Because I know last week when I went to our building as a sub, our friend said, just a second. She goes, okay, I got my coffee. Go. Make me laugh.
That's what I mean.
So they missed.
We have a belly laugh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Hopefully we covered that. Leaving a little behind. It's interesting because, you know, you can be gone literally a year, a couple years, and nobody remembers you at all. Right. You know?
Who's this Johnson lady, and why is her stuff still this?
Why did somebody deface this cupboard and write their name on it? What an idiot.
I don't know if it's an arrogance, but thinking like, oh, I got to keep teaching because mm-hmm. I can't be replaced.
Right.
And
right.
You can.
Right.
And I decided, nope, I'm just going to go.
And find your new path.
And find a new path yes. rather than hold on.
And that's why for me, subbing in the library, I got to tell you, the Dewey yes. Decimal System. Dewey, I love you. I know you're gone.
I know you love the
I do love that so. Order. And you're just like, 645.5. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening.
Subscribe, review, share.
Listen.
All of those things.
Tap buttons.
Keep listening. Go back and listen to some of our early ones.
Yes.
Hopefully we've evolved.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay, love you guys. Bye. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We didn't know what we didn't know. We'll see you next time.